If you know public radio, then you most certainly know this man. He is Ira Glass, host of NPR's This American Life. He'll be speaking in Flagstaff tomorrow night at Ardrey Auditorium on the NAU campus. And Ira joins me this morning from the WBEZ studios in Chicago. Ira, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
All right, Ira, you're going to be in Flagstaff tomorrow. You will be at the Ardrey Auditorium. And the show you're performing is called Reinventing Radio. Tell us about it.
Basically, I stand on stage. I have an iPad with clips and a little mixer built into the iPad. And as I speak, I can recreate the sound of our radio show as I talk with music and sound from the show and quotes from the show. And partly it's me explaining why I and my colleagues at This American Life are making a show that's so different from most things on radio or television. And then a lot of it is just an excuse to just play incredibly funny clips or very emotional clips from over the years.
Can you give us a preview maybe of some that you plan on playing?
I mean, it's a mix of serious stuff and funny stuff. So lately, when I've been going out and giving talks about the radio show, I've been playing things from the two episodes that we did when we went into a high school in Chicago, and a high school where they had 29 shootings in the previous school year. And I just talk about the making of that story, which and stuff that we couldn't really put on the radio. And then I play just really funny stuff. Like a few weeks ago, we did this show that it was like one of my favorite things we've ever done, which is we followed a car dealership in Long Island as they tried to make their monthly quota of car sales. They had to sell 129 cars. And I play some stuff that we couldn't play on the radio and couldn't fit into the show and talk about the making of that show.
They're such unique stories. I mean, the ones you just mentioned right there. What story makes it to This American Life? What do you look for in these story ideas?
I mean, the things that we're looking for, you know, there has to be somebody to relate to, I think, in any story for it to be emotionally affecting. You know, there has to be somebody who you can think like, okay, I can imagine if that were me. We're doing stories in such a kind of traditional story-ish way that we need there to be a surprising plot line. We need there to be plot twists. We need there to be funny moments and emotional moments. And generally for the radio, you need something to drive at some idea about the world that you haven't heard before.
I want to get back to the show because it's called Reinventing Radio. What does that mean? How does NPR reinvent radio? How does This American Life? How are you changing the platform of the medium?
Well, what's interesting right now is that I think that there are a number of shows that are consciously trying to reinvent what you can do on the air. I mean, when we came on the air, I mean, we're a pretty old show. Like, we started in 1995. Like, we've been around for a really long time. Like, what was new about our show were a couple of things. I mean, one is that we just decided, like, that the show should be really fun. Like, that fun wouldn't be kind of like an afterthought, but that, like, that the show was conceived from the ground up as an entertainment. That was new. And then the tone of it is different. That is that we try to write our scripts and perform our stories so it's more like people talking, you know, like there's it's a much more conversational tone. And in a way, like all broadcasting is moving in that direction of people talking in a more conversational way. And I think that we're on the kind of extreme end of that. And then, you know, the fact that we're consciously like out to amuse ourselves, even in very serious stories, is something that I think is different. Like, I think it's unusual in traditional broadcast journalism that in the middle of a serious story about Guantanamo or Afghanistan or anything else that's kind of serious and important, that there'll be really, really funny moments too. Like, I think that, and truthfully, like, I don't understand why more broadcasting doesn't do that. I think that that's a really, that's something that makes stories so much more fun to listen to and so much more interesting. And more accurately depicting of the world, like in the middle of very serious things, you know, very funny things happen.
You've done over 500 episodes of This American Life. When you set out on this venture, did you ever think it would come this far? Did you ever think you'd have this kind of following?
No. No, definitely not. No, like when I started it, I and my partner in starting the show, Tori Malatia, who runs WBEZ, you know, we thought, like, well, this will be a nice show that we will like, personally. Like, this is to our taste. Like, it was my taste and it was his taste. You know, and our business plan was to be on 60 stations by the end of 2 years. And, like, you know, we just thought, like, well, this is the thing and maybe people will like it. And from the very beginning, we were really embraced by the public radio audience. And you know, we got on a lot of stations. Right? We were on 200 stations by the end of our year and a half or something. And it happened much, much more quickly. And I think just because, like, at its heart, like, the stories that we're looking for in this kind of format are so relatable. You know what I mean? Like there's stories that anybody can get into. Like kids, I meet a lot of kids who, like, hear the show. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing hard or complicated about these stories.
You talk about the advantages and why the show works. What about the flip side? What are the disadvantages? What are some of the challenges that your show faces when trying to produce an hour long show that people will listen to?
I mean, that's a really good question. I mean, you know, like, once you've been on the air for 10 or 15 years, your biggest challenge is doing things that are different and new and seem alive and fresh. And I feel like one of the things that I and the rest of the staff are proudest at is that the last two or three years of shows, we try more new things than we have ever tried. You know, like, we're constantly experimenting with the form of the show and just trying things that we've never heard anybody do on the radio. We did an entire episode that was just like stories our parents pitched. Or we're putting together right now a musical for the spring that will be the true story done as a Broadway musical. We have a Broadway composer working with us, but it'll be a documentary story done as a musical.
Now, Ira, will you be singing?
No, I will not be singing. No. I feel like, unlike some other public radio hosts when they come to town, I'm not somebody who should be singing.
Ira, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me.